Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we have the, believe it is the lead singer of a band called Hotel Mira, Charlie Kerr, if I'm not mistaken, is with us today. You are Charlie, right?
That's me.
We've got one-fourth of the guys from Hotel Mira with us, and you guys are on the road. You say you're staying in a box, basically, in a teeny tiny box. What city are you guys in right now?
It's a place called the Brooklyn Pod Hotel, and it's in New York City. It really reminds me of the kind of, did you ever see The Fifth Element when they go to bed in those like little compartments? Kind of feels like that.
I lived in Japan for a while, so I know there are hotels with actual tubes where people mm-hmm. actually sleep in a tube. The whole hotel is like a bunch of, looks like an egg carton, you know?
I've done that too. I'm a little bit claustrophobic, so it was a little tricky.
Well, so Hotel Mira, you guys are wrapping up the tour now, and you have a new song out, which is the first release off of your sophomore album. Does the sophomore album have a title yet?
No, we're throwing around a couple different ideas. With Perfectionism, I always knew I was going to call the album Perfectionism. That was just like kind of, so we knew that going in, but this one, there's been a few different titles thrown around as we've been making it. I think it'll kind of reveal itself as it goes. But nothing right now. No,
just kind of. Can you share what names you're looking at?
At various different times, I thought about calling the album "Vampires, Etc." Now what?
I like that. Now what?
Me too. I think you should stay. And How to Sell a Soul.
All right. So I take it some of those, if not all of those, are songs that are on the album.
Not at all, actually.
Whoa!
Yeah, no. We're doing a weird thing for us where we might not choose a song title for the album title.
Mm-hmm. And the tour, which has been going great, you've been to some major cities. What's the response been to the new music? I mean, the new song is Fever Pitch, but what's the response in general to some of the new stuff from the fans?
Well, it's really cool. I mean, it's to some of them, it's all new, and to some of them, they want to hear the really old stuff. But we're lucky enough that that people are responding to all of it, and we have a couple new, like truly new unreleased songs in our set list as well. And those have been going over well, which is really, it's actually a pretty big relief because we haven't put out music in 2.5 years. Like Fever Pitch was the first song we put out in 2.5 years. So it's always kind of scary and exciting. Bringing something new to the table, and my philosophy has always just kind of been to write from the heart and not repeat myself. So sometimes I've definitely thrown fans curveballs and they've really responded well, kind of consistently. So.
Well, interesting. You guys certainly mix it up and get very creative. The label is Light Organ Records. Mm-hmm. So is that your own label?
So it's an independent label based out of Vancouver, Canada. Been with them a long time, and we've really grown this amazing relationship and gotten to do phenomenal, unheard of things with this band that I honestly, you know, I've passed so many milestones of kind of what my teenage self was interested in, and I'm an ambitious person, so I'm always excited to do the next thing, but Yeah, when I started making music and stuff, I just wanted my peers to think I was cool. So it's genuinely like pretty mind-blowing and amazing to go play in Washington, D.C., where I don't know anyone, and there's, a packed room of people screaming to every word, and we've got New York City tomorrow, and it looks like it's gonna sell out, and a lot of these songs I wrote in my dad's basement in Vancouver. So
Wow.
yeah, we played the Troubadour in L.A. And tons of people came out to that. It's been a very demanding tour, but a really beautiful one too.
We're talking with Charlie from Hotel Mira, who are working on their sophomore album, which is coming out soon, and they're wrapping up their latest tour. We're going to ask you to do a song for us right now, if you wouldn't mind doing something.
Not at all.
What's the song you're going to sing?
I'll sing Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch. Here we go. This is the latest track, the first one off the new album. And it is Charlie from Hotel Mira here on Border Crossings.
How big forgiveness? Somewhere down in your feet. I was your misfit. Bring it on home to me. Bring it on home to me. Or to him and true love. A lobotomy. A masochist, you're an acid trip, but you're better than it. You wear your cowardice like you're proud of it. I'm too old for this. I blame the pavement for the holes in my jeans. That's entertainment. If you wanted to see, did you want it from me or from him? Cheap motel. Yeah. A masochist, you're an acid trip, but you're better than it. You wear your cowardice like you're proud of it. I'm too old for this. You're an acid trip, but you're better than it. And you wanna give them hell when they give you lip. I'm too old for this. Oh, but it's alright now. She lit up a cigarette, a cigarette, a cigarette. Now she lit up a cigarette, a cigarette, a cigarette. I'm too old for this.
Border Crossings, Hotel Mira's Charlie. Charlie is the lead singer, the guy who you do most of the writing, I assume. You put the band together. You've been the backbone of Hotel Mira, and that was Fever Pitch, which is the new track off the upcoming album. So describe the sound of Hotel Mira.
It's catchy music, and it's pop music, but the lyrics can be remarkably kind of sad or dark or revealing. And I think for whatever reason, I think a lot of people feel seen and heard when they listen to our music.
Now, you mentioned that Fever Pitch is the first new song you've come out with in a couple of years. And obviously we've been going through, you talk about sad and dark times, we've had the COVID pandemic now for the last couple of years. Is a lot of the music music that you wrote during the COVID lockdown, so to speak?
I wrote about 50 songs in the first like couple months of lockdown. And I think it was a weird personal realization. I kind of put together that's kind of what I did as a kid. You know, if there was fighting or tumultuous things going on with my family or whatever, I would just go downstairs and make music or write a sketch or do something creative. And then I got to do it on this kind of grand scale as an adult. Like everything was seemingly falling apart, and I was I would find myself writing or trying to help or bring awareness to things. Yeah,
we've got the lead singer from Hotel Mira with us. Would you do another song?
Absolutely. This one's called Jungle.
What's this about?
So I went not long ago, I watched a movie called Lady Bird, directed and written by Greta Gerwig, and it kind of explores her experience of high school, and I was so blown away by how much that film kind of made me feel and remember, and I just thought it was beautiful and honest. So I went right home after watching that movie, and I tried to write a song about my experience in high school, which was kind of you know, having crushes on people who were out of my league, and you know, discovering that I wasn't going to be popular, and that I was going to fall in with all the misfits and the kids who made music, and that's where the line, you know, I can't wait to lose it because everyone cool is a head case, kind of comes from. Is like I was surrounded by all these you know, cool, creative, strange people, and we were looking out for each other, I don't know, there's a real, you know, it's not what you want, but it's what you need kind of feeling I have towards that time in my life, you know, because truly I wanted to be cool to all the popular kids and be and kind of have everything be simple and just be normal. That wasn't in the cards for me. So that's kind of what the song is about. And then specifically, I remember going on this, I guess it was a date. I went over to a girl's house, and she was introducing me to her mom, and because I'd always wanted to be in entertainment, I always wanted to be a musician, always wanted to be an actor. She mentioned that you know, I was going to be in entertainment, so that's kind of where the line, you know, she says you're handsome but you shouldn't move to Hollywood comes from. So yeah.
All right, well, here it is, Jungle. It's Hotel Mira. This is Border Crossings. Thank you.
summer 2017. Suburbs we would have killed to leave. Yeah. Young men can hang their hat on love. Yeah. Yeah, I know that's what you wanted, but you see, it's rock and roll music that tied me my noose in the first place. I can't wait to lose it, cause everyone cool is a head case. And nah, are you into me? Oh baby, we got it good. She says you're handsome, but you should move to Hollywood. Oh honey, please shut me up. She thinks it's sexy when the boys don't seem to talk so much. Come over and wreck my heart. Danger was still my middle name. Yes, it was. When your love first made me come of age, just enough. And I can't wait to lose it, cause everyone cool is a head case. My mind got polluted by rock stars and suits and a new wave. And nah, are you into me? Oh baby, we got it good. She says you're handsome, but you should move to Hollywood. Oh honey, please shut me up. She thinks it's sexy when the boys don't wanna talk so much. Come on. Everyone cool is a head case. When life is a jungle, I'll be the machete who can't say, are you into me? Oh baby, we got it good.
Crossings, and we are with Hotel Mira's Charlie, who's the lead singer and put the band together. So that was Jungle. And where did the name Hotel Mira come from?
So I had about a million names that no one liked. You can see that now as a pattern. My buddy Zach from the Zolas, I can't remember what, either we were putting out a new single or we were announcing the new lineup or whatever it was. And we needed a name and we did not have one. And desperately I called my buddy Zach from the Zolas, who we're actually on tour with right now. And I said, hey, like, you're a creative guy. I like the words you write. Do you have any like band names that you're not using? And he was like, ooh, what do you think of the Mira Hotel? I was like, I love it. Maybe it'd be catchier if it was Hotel Mira. And then that was it. We looked it up and it wasn't taken. And just a little inside baseball, every band name is taken. that's why Paris is spelled with a V and people have band names, no vowels. And
The Weeknd, you know, he's another one from Canada. Yeah, had to change because it was another Canadian band.
He dropped the E.
He dropped the E. Add a V.
I think in Canada, to honor him, we should stop spelling the word weekend with an E.
That's true.
Just
Make it official. Oh, out of the dictionary.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, yeah, because like, you know, color with a U and weekend without the E in Canada.
We've got Hotel Mira's Charlie with us, and they are on tour right now, have a new album coming out, which will be their sophomore album. Would you do another song? We've got time for one more.
Yeah, let me do one called Speaking Off the Record, which has kind of become this beautiful dark horse on the album, and is a sing-along every night on this tour.
All right, Speaking Off the Record. Hotel Mira here on Border Crossings.
15 of my closest friends walk me right up to the ledge. Everyone loves you, they said, so why do they leave me for dead? And speaking of the record, babe, I can't believe you hurt yourself again. And even for a second, baby, I I spent the bulk of my youth just me and my hand in my room, singing a song out of tune and wishing my brown eyes were blue. Yeah. And speaking of your records, baby, just don't include the just a bit depressing, baby, so give them all the rock star that they want. Okay, I will. Or maybe I spoke too soon. It's something I always do. Kills me fastest, find a way to mask it, sing it to the masses. Or maybe I spoke too soon. Come on now. I'm not Cobain, I'm just singing to the masses. But I live for fame and I die for singing to the masses. Oh, baby boy, you are not dead. You're singing to the masses. You're on the cusp, but not quite yet. Singing to the masses. You're singing to the masses. I thought that we were past this. So tell me why you want to end your life.
Border Crossings, and that is Speaking Off the Record. We are talking with Hotel Mira's Charlie, and the band Hotel Mira have their second album coming out. Do you have an idea of when you plan to release the new album?
I think like a spring release, like early next year.
Early next year, a tour as well, and hopefully international tour.
I hope everything. But yeah, I think that's accurate. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the debut album, Perfectionism, went on to get over a couple million streams. So you guys are on the right track, and we're really excited about the new album that's coming out, and really had a great time talking to you, Charlie. Thank you very much for doing this for us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for asking such good questions. And yeah, perfectionism has been a total gift that keeps on giving, right? We put it out February 14th, 2020. And wow. And then all our tours and everything was canceled, and people still kind of kept listening to it. And I'm so grateful for that. And that's the album that we're, you know, currently playing mostly off of on this tour. And it's, yeah, there's no words for just how cool it is that, you know, it's 2 years, 2.5 years later, and people are still connecting to that album and discovering it for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited about the new album. When you get a name, let us know what it is.
Yeah. I'll steal another one from Zach.
That's it. Carly, call your friends and have them name it. Charlie Kerr is our guest. It's Hotel Mira. Thank you very much for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Anytime. Let's stay in touch.
All right. My name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings, and this is VOA TV.